Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Two of the three major New York newspapers have announced their mayoral endorsements. The New York Post, the paper of Trump, has endorsed Eric Adams. Why would Eric Adams accept this endorsement? Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. Welcome to People, Power, and Politics. Hey, who do politicians really represent? Who does these elected officials represent? Do they represent our values? Are they empathetic towards our needs? And what type of empathy do these potential leaders have? Whether it's for the mayor's race, city council, state assembly, state senate, the governor's race. Are we sure that we understand these people who want to represent us? And where do we draw the line? At what time do we say, look, enough is enough. I don't want them to cross this line. And one of the, you know, issues for me as a lawyer, as a parent, is the New York City public school system. And when I look at my kids, I know that they could be a victim of stop and frisk. So a lot of the issues, obviously, we take it personally. So when Eric Adams, who's running for mayor, received the endorsement of the New York Post, which he took, I was surprised. The New York Post is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch supports KKK Russian Trump. Why would Eric Adams accept the endorsement of the New York Post? Yes, he was a Republican up until 2001 or 2000. And the fact that he can be a Republican, what does that mean? But why accept the endorsement of an establishment that is working towards our destruction? I don't know if any of you all have ever watched Fox News, the cable one, and you listen to the rhetoric, the hate. These people don't even believe that Joe Biden, the biggest Democrat, has won the presidency. They do not like President Obama, his wife, his children. They say that Obama wasn't born here. He was born on another planet. They are the ones in Georgia that has proposed election laws that will disenfranchise us in that state. They are the ones who demonizing immigrants. They are the ones who think that we are lazy, that black and brown people are lazy and we do not contribute to our community. So besides winning, why would Eric Adams, Brooklyn's borough president, accept the endorsement of KKK Russian Trump's favorite station, Fox, Rupert Murdoch, the Australian? Where do we draw the line where victory and principles are concerned? Where do we draw the line and say, listen, do we really have to work with the devil? We really have to work with our enemy? When you look at these people on the Fox network, they are frothing from their mouth with hate. They are lying about the law. They are lying about the facts. They want our destruction. Why is Eric Adams taking the endorsement of the New York Post? My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates. This is People Power Politics. I challenge Eric Adams to take this invitation to explain to our listenership, black people, brown people, Caribbean people, immigrants, white people listen to our shows too. Yeah, they like good programming. I would like Eric to take this challenge to come to this show and explain to the listenership why is he taking the endorsement of the New York Post that is owned by Rupert Murdoch and controlled by KKK Russian Trump. Thank you.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.